Cringe, Elizabeth Warren shares awkward phone call with Queer Eye star Jonathan Van Ness. By Hannah Blow on September 27, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, on Wednesday posted a video of a phone call she had with Queer Eye star Jonathan Van Ness, thanking him for his recent endorsement. Van Ness, who recently went public with his HIV diagnosis, told his 796K Twitter followers on Wednesday the moment he knew he was officially endorsing Warren for president. "The moment I knew I was endorsing Eddie Warren was last month when I misplaced my HIV meds," Van Ness wrote. "It cost $3,500 to replace them out of pocket with amazing platinum-level insurance. Healthcare shouldn't be for profit ever, it's a human right," he added. Warren was delighted by the endorsement and called to thank him, tweeting a video of their conversation on Twitter. "I wanted to give you a call just to say thank you. I'm glad we're going to be in this fight together side by side. I love the endorsement and for all the right reasons," Warren said. "Thank you so much. Well, you know I have to tell you," he began, telling Warren when he began to realize that she was the candidate for him. "It was at the last debates and I was like, this health insurance industry is a effing racket," he said. "It felt right," Warren said as she pounded her chest. "That's why we've got to do it. Because it is right. Healthcare is a basic human right, and we fight for basic human rights. Not just for some of us. For all of us," Warren said. "I'm so excited to be shoulder to shoulder with you two. I can't believe you called," Van Ness gushed. "Let me know how I can be of service. I really want to help." "Yep. We're going to do it together," Warren said to an awkward pause and filling in the silence by telling him to be strong. "Go save America," Van Ness said, before pivoting the conversation and telling Warren that they must get rid of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, because he's the worst. "Like, we also really got to get that Mitch out of there, because regardless of what, I mean Mitch McConnell, he's the worst," he said. "We got to take the Senate. We're going to take Congress back," he continued, quickly correcting himself, "as Democrats already possess a House majority." "Well, we already have Congress," he said, adding, "and then we got to get you in the White House, and we're just going to sort everything out. So you go save America, I'm going to keep doing these interviews. And I can't believe you took the time to talk to me, and I'll talk to you soon," he added. "Okay, talk to you soon. Be strong out there," Warren said. "Thank you, I will. You too," he added with an enthusiastic awe.